This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Initial unemployment claims jumped almost 22% last week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
New regular claims totaled more than 5,800 for the week ending October 3rd. On top of that, over 2,300 people filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, the federal program for gig workers and independent contractors. Some Coloradans are being asked to repay benefits received through the program. The state says confusion when filling out application forms was behind the overpayments. Workers who think they shouldn't have to give the funds back can appeal the decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two more former employees of a chicken processor based in Greeley have been indicted on price-fixing charges. Jimmy Little was a sales director at Pilgrim's Pride, and William Lovett served as its CEO until last year. His successor, Jason Penn, was also indicted this summer, along with another former executive. Penn has since left the company and pleaded not guilty. Federal officials say 10 people have been charged nationwide for their alleged involvement in the price fixing dating back to 2012. Skies are smoky in Denver this afternoon. Denver is just above 80 degrees right now. Colorado Springs is also warm and sunny with a high of 85. Air quality is also bad in the Central Mountains. The mountains around Vail have a high of just above 70 degrees with patchy smoke in the air. Gunnison is 70 degrees right now. This is CPR News.